we got to talk about chainsaw wake-ups. Scream! Okay, well, they're not happening.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Today was supposed to be the day that we pull up into somebody's house with an actor from Necropolis with a chainsaw.
With the real chain on it.
No, not that part, but... And live the web girl, and we bust into, you know, your husband or wife's or kid's bedroom as they're asleep and wake them up. But some lames at the top of our company, some suits, if you will, decided that they didn't want to do it.
The rule people. Listen, this is bull crap.
We are so upset.
We are. And people are bummed about this. We had people on multiple levels complain about this, saying it is not safe to go into somebody's house or their room with a chainsaw. People saying, what if somebody pulls a gun out? What if they have a dog that gets loose? What if they're underage and naked?
Which we were going to ask on the phone setting up with whoever wanted us to scare somebody. So those are questions that we asked. And then the other thing is, besides being worried about those legal ramifications, the suits where we work, we're worried about... Just, they didn't think it was good radio. Or they didn't think people would like
they
it.
They didn't think you guys would like it. They thought, like, really? People want to be woken up and are going to listen to other people getting woken up and scared by chainsaws? Yes, this? Oh, my God.
It's amazing. It's hilarious.
We could play this on a four-hour loop and it would be the best show in Indy. We would finally be the number one morning show in Indy if we did that.
We really would. And so to be complete, like, Joe and I, when we wanted to, come here and create the Joe and Alex show and producer MYK, all of us wanted to make a thing. Like, we always wanted to be 100% honest with you. And so that was the thing. We were like, well, do we make up something? Do we just, like, make up some weird excuse of why we're not doing chainsaw wake-ups? Do we just not ever say anything about it? Just pretend that we never talked about it? Or do we just go on and say, look, here's the deal. This is what really happened. And what really happened is that the suits said no. They didn't think you would like it, and they thought that something bad would happen.
Let me give you one of the official reasons why. The Department of Employee Safety and Rules Enforcement, a.k.a. the DSRE here at our company. Sorry, the DESRE. I don't even know half the stuff here, but that's what it is. They cited the following code in the DESRE handbook. Do you guys even get it? I never got
the book. Even know what that is.
Page 84, section 10-4C. No employee will operate or partake in any activity with a listener that involves the use of a two-stroke engine, which that is what a chainsaw is right here.
That's in our employee handbook?
It is inside.
Are you serious?
It is inside the DESRE handbook, page 84, section 10-4C.
What in the world?
Right there. You see it?
I see it.
I have the PDF file right there. Now, here's the thing, too. We tried to be like, okay, let's be quick on our feet.
Think of another way to
let's
do it.
Let's think of other things we can do. And obviously, like, I didn't pay attention because I said, hey, what if we did weed whacker wake-ups? But then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It's that two-thing engine again. Which, could you imagine?
Weed whacker wake-ups.
You're cutting the grass outside and I'm trying to sleep. No! So that got shut down.
Oh.
Then I thought, wait a minute. What about this one? Like, you really want to get somebody up? What if we did African killer bee wake-ups?
African killer bee? Now, that is scarier than a chainsaw, I can assure you.
They thought about it, but they're like, where are you going to get bees this time of the year?
That's
so
true.
Some other ideas that we had that were shut down by the DESRE handbook that our company likes to follow. We wanted to do the tummy tickle wake-ups.
Oh, I love that.
Come in there and tickle your tummy.
I would have totally hopped into bed with somebody.
Yeah, well, that got shut down. And,
and tickled them?
Well, you know.
And this one I think is genius, but it could affect your body. We were going to do the warm water wake-up, and that's where we put your hand in a thing of warm water.
Whoa. That's like what I did at my sleepovers in fourth grade.
We're going to have Liv the Web Girl kind of give play-by-play, like, oh, wait, and they're wetting their pants right now, and we're all going to laugh at you instead of screaming, but they wouldn't let us do that either.
Solid ideas, Joe. I must say, you're very creative. Those are good, but...
Well, we all tried, and it comes down, like I said, to the Department of Employee Safety and Rule Enforcement, a.k.a. the DESRE, page 84, section 10-4C.
Desiree.
It could have been Desiree that did this too.
Desiree the hater.
I don't know what it is. But here's my thing. I read the damn book. There's 110 pages. Okay, that was only page 84. I read the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
It says nothing. And you guys can read it. And if you don't want to jump on board, that's fine. But I think you should trust me on this one. It said nothing about doing anything to a fellow employee. It said in there. It said in there on page 84, section 10-4C. No employee will operate or partake in an activity with a listener that involves the use of a two-stroke engine. It didn't say anything about a fellow employee.
Let's do it. Let's get the suits back.
I'm going to get let me tell you right now.
Ruining our amazing bit.
This is going to be the greatest thing that we've ever got to do. People were looking forward to this, and now they're all bummed out. They're going to be, no matter what, people are going to be mad at us. Like, we ruined it, even though we didn't. So let's do this. Let's do this.
We thought about going on strike, but then we were
then
like,
they said they wouldn't pay us.
Yeah, so then we were like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah, just JK. Glad you like us. But no, let me tell you this. Somebody right now listening, like if you work in our building, we are going to do something about this. The chainsaw wake-ups are not dead. So mark our words. Someone in our building is going to pay for the Joe and Alex Show chainsaw wake-ups being canceled. And everyone that works in our building should be sleeping with their eyes open.
By the way, you can send lovely emails directed to. I'm just kidding.
No, should we tweet out the email?
Maybe we should. We just said to say email our boss's boss's boss.
Yeah, the
and
department.
Say how disappointed you are.
Yeah, we'll connect you with the Department of Employee Safety and Rule Enforcement. Make sure you guys know what's up, aka Desiree, right there. That's what we'll do. So, sorry about that. We're sure you're bummed out, but
we're bummed out too.
But we are going to get somebody back. Mark our words. We will get somebody with a chainsaw wake up. It's just going to unfortunately not be you or your friend or your family. It's going to be one of our higher up bosses.
Which will still be entertaining.
It will be. All right, cool. Thank you guys for being so professional about that. Just really, I got really upset when all this happened.